One other comment I want to make was on a poster that was shown this morning from the ATTACK trial on gynecological events. There aren't a lot of data out there at the moment, good data, and I guess the ATTACK trial, because it is so far down the line, is giving some good gynecological data. And basically what it's showing, as you know, is that gynecological events are very much more on tamoxifen. But the thing that really gets me, and I think we should just bear this in mind, and I can't remember whether I said this last year, but I will say it again because I think it's very important, is that obviously women are having many more investigations on tamoxifen. Many more hysteroscopies, denatation and curettage, they're having biopsies, they're having a lot of investigations. And finally, the big difference is that on tamoxifen in the ATTACK trial, in just the tamoxifen arm, 5.1% of patients had a hysterectomy, whereas in the aromatase inhibitor, the anastrozole arm, 1.3% of patients had a hysterectomy. Now, I think that's a big difference, and I think it's very important for women. And I think, I'm going to stop now because you want to ask some questions, but I think it just highlights what we've seen this morning, highlights the importance of the aromatase inhibitors therapeutically, but it also highlights the importance of the bone apart and that the aching joints apart, that they're better as far as toxicity is concerned.